Yes, you tune to KEC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. We are talking to Phumzile Nhlampo. She's senior brand manager, Maize Breakfast and Pasta and Portfolio, Premier FMCG. And she will talk to us about the competition. That's the IWISA number one community champions competition. Hello, ma'am, and welcome on KEC. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today on your show.
Ma'am, can you tell us more about this IWISA number one community champions competition that you're having?
Yes. So the IWISA number one community champions is a purpose-led initiative that was started by Premier FMCG in 2022. It celebrates and supports social entrepreneurs in townships, rural and peri-urban areas. And this is targeted to people who are running businesses that addresses real social and environmental issues such as food insecurity, education inequality, youth unemployment and recycling, whilst also being financially active. So we really want to shine a light on these unsung heroes, giving them the tools that they need to grow their impact and inspire others to get behind them. So the competition takes place in four regions, in Gauteng, Free State, Eastern Cape, as well as Western Cape. So if you're out there and you're running a business in the township or a gutsy business and you make a difference in your community, this competition is really for you.
And can you please tell us, why did IWISA number one create this kind of competition?
Yes, so the competition is rooted in IWISA number one with brand purpose of building stronger communities together. So we do know that South Africa faces so many challenges out there, such as unemployment, high crime rates, etc. So we really wanted to highlight our unsung heroes in communities that actually are part of the movement of building stronger communities. And as a corporate, it is critical for us to not only support businesses that do good, but also to empower them to scale and amplify their social and environmental impact. So the competition speaks to IWISA number one's legacy, ability of bringing people together around tables to nourish bodies, fill tummies, and do good together. And the competition is also a catalyst to unlock inspiration while supporting these heroes and heroines on their remarkable journeys. There are so many remarkable entrepreneurs in our communities doing incredible work. And through IWISA number one community champions, we really want to recognize these people. So over and above all the things that are happening in South Africa, we really want to recognize people who are doing good and equip them to scale their business and amplify their contribution. And in this way, we'll be delivering our brand purpose of empowering our communities and enabling individuals who play such an important role in them.
Who's eligible to enter and how do we do that?
So as I mentioned, the competition is operating in four key regions. So if you have a business in Gauteng, Free State, Eastern Cape and Western Cape, please do apply. And you need to ensure that your business has a clear social environmental challenge and they also need to be financially active. And applying really is so easy. You can complete an online application form and submit this together with your business plan as well as a short video about your business. And not to worry, we've also shared guidelines just so we can guide you in terms of the expectations for both the business plan as well as the video with the application form to help. And these can be found on our link on our website, so https://qrfmcg.com/website/2000. Alternatively, you can go on our IWISA number one social media pages on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll find the Microsoft link that will send you to the website that you can apply. And applications are open at the moment until the 31st of August 2025, and we're really so excited and I can't wait to get your listeners' entries.
We definitely will take part in this. And can you tell us what's new in this year's competition?
So specifically for this year, as I mentioned, we've been running this competition for 2 years. But this year we've decided to focus specifically on businesses contributing to areas like food insecurity, nutrition, education and skills development, health and well-being, clean and affordable energy, circular economy and recycling, or digital and tech innovation. So we really want to see how innovative and creative the entrepreneurs are out there in tackling these critical areas with impactful solutions, specifically our women and our youth.
And can you tell us more about the prizes, some of the prizes?
Yes, so the finalists compete for a share of $240,000 in funding, and we'll have our community champions winner and top three in each region, where the first prize winner will win R30,000, second R20,000, and the last prize winner R10,000. And all regional winners need to receive mentorship, they need to attend a business boot camp, and take part in expert-led pitch workshops. So really, we are giving them more than just money. We are equipping them for long-term success. We've also partnered with key stakeholders as well, where they've also extended their help in terms of networking and further building their toolkit to ensure long-term success for their businesses.
And can you explain to us why is this competition so important for South Africa currently and right now?
As I mentioned, it's very important amongst all of the things that are happening in our country to actually take a step back and actually look for the good that is also happening in our communities and reward people that still, despite everything, go out of their best to actually do good for their community. And the Iwisa Community Champions Competition is about hope, it's about resilience and purpose. It's also about highlighting the good that's happening in our communities and empowering the people behind it to grow their impact, to create even more jobs, opportunities, and solutions. So if you know really that you are one of these remarkable people that are making a big difference in your communities, we really are looking forward to hearing all the stories about what you're doing and how others can also help.
And when do entries close for this competition?
The entries close on the 31st of August, so please make sure you access the application form this week to go through the requirements, including the video and business plan submission. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to also contact the Premier FMCG Consumer Care and we can assist.
And can you share with us where our listeners, we as KC Landers, can find out more about how to enter for the last time, please?
So please visit our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram to find out more, and you'll also get the microsite link. Alternatively, you can go directly to the microsite, and it is https://premierfmcg.com/website/2000, and if that's a lot to remember, as I mentioned, please go onto our Facebook or Instagram page and you'll be able to access the microsite link there. And we really wish everyone the best of luck.
Ma'am, Pumzile Nhlapo, we want to thank you for the time and for your time. And we will definitely take part in this competition. And there will be a lot of entries from specifically here from Drakenstein. Thanks again and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.